The Marion County Sheriff's Office is investigating a deadly house fire. The incident involved a structure fire that occurred Wednesday around 5:56 p.m. Sheriff Alexander stated the Sheriff's Office dispatch received a call reporting a structure fire at a residence on Marion County Road 7058 near Flippin. Fire department personnel arrived on the scene and found the structure fully engulfed in flames. After the fire was extinguished, the body of an unidentified person was found inside the residence. A sheriff's office investigator and a fire department investigator conducted interviews and processed the scene. The body was recovered and transferred to the Marion County coroner pending a transfer to the state medical examiner for an autopsy to obtain positive identification of the victim and determine the cause and manner of death. The Marion County Sheriff's Office is also investigating an incident Wednesday night. At around 7:30, a call came in of an attempted suicide in the Peel community. Sheriff Alexander stated deputies and emergency medical personnel responded to the scene and subsequently transported a juvenile to North Arkansas Regional Medical Center, who was later pronounced dead. The body will be transferred to the state medical examiner's office for an autopsy. A special meeting was held Thursday evening at the Rover Event Center for those in Oregon County affected by the recent storms. Oregon County Presiding Commissioner David Stubblefield updated everyone on pickup points.
Fire Chiefs Jeff Trinahan, Rusty Warren, they have staged points for pickup at the Alton Fire Department, at the Rover Fire Department, and here. And looks like if anybody needs anything else, water, we've got some food coming. Just contact them, and then Pack Mule has for spoiled freezers and refrigerators a food pickup or spoiled food pickup, and their numbers are 270-1510 and 270-1157. Also, we have set up, Chris has set up debris collection locations in the county. We have one at the Piney Creek Park in Alton. We have one at 99-160 Junction, Jim Thompson Sawmill, and M and 160 Junction on Randall Combs Land. These are for burnable items, no trash, just burnable items, old building parts, just things that, you know, can be burned.
Vena Oldham with the American Red Cross was also at the meeting.
Really, our two priorities right now is where's the damage and how can we bring in the supplies that are needed to help.
Chris Johnston with the Oregon County Emergency Management talked about a church group that'll be delivering items today.
There is a Baptist organization out of Tennessee that is sending a tractor trailer truck tomorrow. It should be at Rusty's Firehouse at 9 a.m. And it's got items like snap together shovels, wheelbarrows, cleaning kits. They have infant kits that have diapers and, you know, the stuff to go with an infant for at least 5 days. And it does have some clothes and some fire type rakes. We really don't know what's in there yet until we get it on the ground and inventory it.
Sarah Stubbs with Oregon County Soil and Water talked about a management plan, and Oregon County Commissioner Jake Parker talked about road conditions. You can check out what they had to say by going to our website at ecomnewsnetwork.com. A man accused of trying to kill Randolph County Sheriff Kevin Bell in July of 2022 has been found guilty. 40-year-old Brian Rogers was found guilty on felony charges for attempted capital murder, arson, fleeing, and aggravated assault on a law enforcement officer. Rogers allegedly set fire to the sheriff's home, then fled the scene, but was caught after a short pursuit. Jurors deliberated less than an hour. A fire at the Royal Oak Charcoal Facility in Elsinore is now contained. A large fire lasted nearly 12 hours, was officially contained around 3 a.m. Thursday morning. On Wednesday, high winds caused concerns that the fire would spread. And the Carter County Sheriff's Office said an evacuation order might be needed. 16 different fire department crews responded to that fire. Sharp County authorities are reporting that nearly 1,200 acres near Ozark Acres burned Wednesday in two large wildfires. Ozark Acres Fire Department was assisted in fighting the fires by the Highland Fire Department. Another delivery is expected from the Convoy of Hope at the Endurance Church in West Plains this Saturday. The Convoy of Hope will be bringing in supplies for those affected by the storms on Friday in Howe County. The Animal Clinic in West Plains will also be there to distribute bags of dog food and cat food for pets affected by the storm. Organizers ask that attendees respect the guidelines to ensure those in need receive the necessary support.